Nancy Cameron told me about the grant program, the Chapman.
Oh, the Chapman. Grant. Oh, so did you get a Chapman grant?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And because the grant is based on having volunteered at a specific location, yeah. knowing the organization and what they need, Nancy let me know about it, and so I did some research on it, and I applied, and that was amazing. Because I'm sure you're very familiar with how they have the selection process, and then they give you the tutorial on grant writing, and then they examine those second-tier grant proposals.
Yeah.
And so that was, I mean, that alone was so informative on how to put together grants and how to engage the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
I found that it was a lot of stuff that I had seen in action at Crabtree. And a lot of goals that I could see that were happening in Crabtree, but no one had ever really laid it out in a more, I suppose, academic way. Here's a PowerPoint of, like, this is how, you know, you might want to start thinking about your community and your place in it and how helping is, you know, there's troubles in that definition, that kind of thing. So that
sort of
really
like a critical look at the whole, what often you take for granted as a volunteer, I'm coming in to like help the poor people, kind of. So it was fun to sort of unpack that a little bit. Is that
exactly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think, I hope I never came to Crabtree with that in mind.
But it's pretty subtle.
It is.
And it takes sometimes that. I mean, this is why it was done. It takes sometimes somebody to kind of alert you to how subtle it can be and that it is. And it's not, I'm kind of getting off on a tangent, but it's not like altruism is a bad thing.
Right.
But there's a dynamic that can happen sometimes that disempowers people who are on the receiving end if you're not sensitive to that.
Yeah. And that was really fascinating to hear, and that's also because my grant proposal was a creative writing course for the women at Crabtree, because the way that Crabtree is run, the kitchen is kind of a drop-in open thing for women and children, but then there's also programs that you register for and do so. My class just kind of fell into like a registered
one of those
programs.
It was just another offering in that menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.